You know, when it comes to creating momentum in our organizations, we have to do something new. New triggers momentum. As we said, tweaking something old may make us feel like we're being productive, but it doesn't result in momentum. And to sustain momentum, we have to be constantly improving.
As I have observed leadership, and as I have hung with leaders for now over 35 years, I've come to the conclusion that the best leaders are listeners.
And you have to decide, does the congregation exist for service, or does it exist to serve us?
Broadcasting from the DBA studios at the Daniel Baptist Association in Ailey, Georgia, it's time for Leadership on Purpose with DBA Director of Missions, Robbie Smith. A time to reflect and learn creative ways to reach our communities for Christ while enjoying a vibrant relationship with our Savior. And now, here's your host, Robbie Smith.
Well, thank you for tuning in today, and I'm blessed to have with me Chester Proctor, one of the pastors at Tabernacle Baptist Church. And we'll be doing these podcasts on a monthly basis. We'll cover things such as Sunday school leadership, how to grow our Sunday schools, how to reach our communities for Christ. There'll be times we talk about how to use block parties to reach our communities, how to plant new churches in order to reach new communities for Christ. It's so important because in our four counties that we have, there's 51,225 people in those counties, but 41,000 of those don't attend church anywhere. So we need to find new ways of reaching them. So we'll have these podcasts that will cover all different kinds of topics. Today's, however, we'll be discussing Vacation Bible School. Many of our churches are already beginning their VBSs, and we want to find ways that we can creatively reach our communities by using Vacation Bible School. So Chester, I was looking, and we're going to talk today about 10 ways to make our Vacation Bible School more evangelistic. Vacation Bible School, so important. And last year in our nation, we had enrolled in Vacation Bible School 2,855,000 children in our different churches. And through that, we found 267,298 prospects that were discovered in Vacation Bible School. So you can see how important VBS is for most churches. It's the number one evangelistic tool to reaching the community that they have all year. And 14% of the prospects last year were enrolled in Sunday school class. So that's good. We'd love to see that number higher. There were 86,984 decisions for Christ last year in Vacation Bible School. But here's the thing that concerns me. 230,000 children and families were not followed up with at all from Vacation Bible School. So there's more, Chester, than just having the Vacation Bible School. What do you do with it from there? So that's what we'll be discussing. So starting with number one, how do we use our Vacation Bible School to reach the community? The most important thing that we can do is have a prayer strategy. We must pray. Then, Chester, we must pray. And then we must pray some more. And we must get our Sunday school classes praying every week for those who will be coming to Vacation Bible School. Many times our prayers about for the workers, but we need to be praying for those families that we'll be reaching.
Do you think we've abandoned prayer in many ways in our preparation for not just Vacation Bible School, but the different things that we do in our churches? Prayer is not as important as it should be?
I think we do abandon it, and I think it's because we start waiting too late to prepare. And then I see us scrambling at the end to put everything together. I can hear our listening audience saying, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So we must, no matter when we start planning, that prayer part should be the most important part. We're praying for the workers, of course. We're praying for our church, of course. But let's pray for the families that will be participating, and not just the families from other churches, But the families who don't attend church anywhere, we start praying for those boys and girls and praying for those parents. Chester, I think it's important for deacons in their deacons' meetings as they approach the date of Vacation Bible School to pray for Vacation Bible School. I think the choir, in choir rehearsal, ought to start praying for Vacation Bible School. Sunday school classes, every class, every Sunday should start praying mm-hmm. for Vacation Bible School.
And, well, and in that prayer, don't you think sometimes that, and this may not be the case for every person, every church, of course, but many times our prayers are more, God bless us as we get ready to do Vacation Bible School, instead of things like, God, show us those families in need, show us those people that need to be reached. It's more about, we want to have a good VBS and wrap everything up with a great commencement. And if somebody gets saved, I mean, yes, salvation is important, and we know that, but do we act upon that, or do we more act upon big numbers, big time, everybody having fun, us not running out of food, things like that?
Right. I think, what is our definition of success with Vacation Bible School? Is it making sure that every class is full, or is it the intent to reach unchurched families for Christ? And if we get our eyes focused on that and we start asking Christ to show us what's important, and when we start praying for Vacation Bible School, the Lord will remind us when we're standing in the line at the bank to ask whoever's mm-hmm. in front of us if they have children and if they would like to come to Vacation Bible School. The more we pray about it, the more the Lord will put that on our mind that we can therefore share it with other people. So prayer is our most important thing. Number two, enlist a VBS follow-up director and a follow-up team. I find out in most Vacation Bible Schools, Chester, when Amen is done on Friday night at the family night or Thursday night, we're done. Wasn't that good? We don't have to do this again until next year.
Right.
But truthfully, that's where the work begins. Then you must take those registration cards, find out who's not attending church, and get out to those people's homes.
Yeah, that's the hard part. That's where the work begins.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of Vacation Bible School? Is it just to have a fun time for the kids for a week?
Right.
Or is it to create life change in families? And I say it should create life change in families. And so the Vacation Bible School is a good gathering tool where we get people to come to our church, or we go into their neighborhoods and have Vacation Bible School. But it's a place where we can present the gospel. But then we follow up so that we can disciple these families, not just the children, but mom and dad as well. And so the scripture tells us that we are to make disciples. To make disciples, and it takes effort to do that. So go ahead and find out who your follow-up director is. Get them to establish a team and then have a plan.
Do you have a recommendation as far as, in our case, I'm our follow-up director. Do you have a recommendation as far as the position of a person in the church, if it be a staff member or if it be a lay person that works with children regularly, that is following up with them? Or is there anybody specialized based on their gift set to do that?
Yeah, I would think it needs to be someone besides the pastor. The pastor has so much to do, but it needs to be someone else in the congregation who loves Jesus, who loves reaching people for Christ, but one who is very organized.
See, because I ask that because I think in our churches many times we find ourselves filling holes and positions with people that aren't called to fill positions, but maybe willing to do it just because nobody else will. And that can be just as disobedient as not doing it, in my opinion.
Yeah, when you approach someone and ask them if they would consider being the follow-up director, and their comment back to you, well, if you can find someone else, mm-hmm. or if you can't find someone else, then ask me, that's not the person.
Right, right.
You need to have a person who has a loving relationship with the Lord, who loves children, loves families, and has a heart for reaching people for Christ. They may not know how to do everything, but they could come and get training. They can come meet with me. I'll go to the churches and help train. That's part of what I do. Mm-hmm. But that person needs to be committed on following up after Vacation Bible School. They may not even teach a class during VBS. Their whole purpose or job is to follow-up following VBS.
Right.
Okay, so after you get the follow-up director and team, then number three, plan and prepare. Think of everything that needs to be done. Vacation Bible School should not be thrown together at the last minute. Plan ahead. You need to plan things such as how you're going to do evangelism, when you're going to present the gospel, how you're going to do your follow-up, of course. What about discipleship after you do the follow-up? What's the plan for that? Things should not go back to normal unless your normal has been effective.
Right.
If we keep doing what we've always done, we're going to have the same results. So if what we've been doing hadn't been working, change it up. If you haven't been baptizing people in the past several years, then what you're doing is not reaching the community. So let's change it up.
Can you say that again, please?
Yeah.
That's key, I think.
Many times we let our past calendars dictate what we do for the next year.
Right.
Without analyzing whether or not what we've been doing is working.
Mm-hmm.
For us to keep doing the same thing and it not be working is a waste of time, is a waste of effort.
And see, and I want to point out, this may be kind of hard for some to hear and to swallow, because the truth is, this means that if your past calendar isn't working, or your past events aren't working, or your past, I hate to say programs, because we got a lot of program-driven churches today, in this, not just the association, but worldwide, if your programs aren't working, and you shouldn't be program-driven, you should be purpose-driven, but if your programs aren't working, if your things aren't working, you're going to have to abandon what's not working to implement what will work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's hard for people to hear, because that's that quote, four-letter word of change, you know, that we have to be prepared for.
Chester, Dakota tribal wisdom says, if the horse you're riding dies, it's best to dismount.
Right.
But we in churches many times will write in our constitution that churches shall not, or that horses shall not die.
Right.
Or we decide we're going to get a new rider for that horse. Or we do all kinds of things trying to maintain that same thing. Sometimes, Chester, we need to have a funeral service.
Right.
And I mean this with respect. If a program or a ministry used to work, but it's no longer reaching people, it's no longer serving a purpose other than nostalgia, have a time thanking the Lord for that program that was useful in the past, but not useful anymore. Bury it. Don't do it anymore. Now ask the Lord to show you what He would have you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what He would have us do every year anyway, when we're planning to change it up, to do what works.
Mm.
So I want to partner with the Lord in doing what works.
Mm-hmm.
So we've planned ahead. We prepared. Our next step, number four, encourage your people to invest and invite others to Vacation Bible School. The choir members should invite people to Vacation Bible School. Every senior adult Sunday school class should be inviting people to Vacation Bible School. The pastor should be inviting people to Vacation Bible School. The song director. It should be focused on reaching people. Now, you may ask, Chester, what then do we do? What are some things a church could do to get children and families to come to Vacation Bible School? Well, just some thoughts. You need to have community publicity. You've got to publicize. You can do that through the PSAs, public service announcements, in both radio and both newspaper. Chester, I know you have a history with that. How would a church do that?
Oh, it's simple. If a church wants to publicize specifically through radio, they can contact the local radio stations and just explain to them that they have something they want to put in. They can fax it to them or call it in or take it up there. The church radio, the public service, though, I will be honest, when you're working, especially with our radio stations in Vidalia, they have a church calendar that runs on one of the three stations in the mornings, and it updates everybody on what's going on. They also have a church calendar that's on the web. That is limited, though, And I would encourage churches to, even if it's a very small percentage, I mean, I realize we're working with different budgets across the churches, but you can't go wrong spending a little bit of money advertising if you're going to put it on the radio, to put it in some time slots or to put it in the newspaper, in some time slots or in some places that people are going to catch it. If you're listening and you say, well, we just don't have a budget for that, or we don't have a budget at all, and we don't know how much we can spend on that, then your option is still available under public service announcement. It's limited, but it's still available, and you're going to reach more with a PSA than you are not telling anybody at all at the radio. Again, if you have money budgeted, or you can get money budgeted for a little bit of advertising, take that money and spend it wisely and use it to let the community know, hey, we're having VBS this week, or not this week, that'd be too late, but we're having VBS in a couple weeks or in a month, and we want you to come out and be a part of it. And also, let them know it's free, because that's huge. Yes. People ask that question, how much is it going to cost? I have got an email today on my way out here asking what camps and what VBSs were available, because a non-member of our church, non-visitor, who knew somebody who goes to our church, wanted to know what's available for her 7 and 11-year-old in the community this summer. And so when we finish here, I'll be emailing her back. I've already contacted her, but I'll email her back with those details. But I'll include that these things are free. The things that are free are free. You know, the camps, of course, aren't, but the vacation Bible schools are. And that's key to reaching that community. And so there's many ways to do that when you publicize, but you've got to be systematic about it, Robbie. You've got to have a plan. And your whole thing today, I take, is about planning and preparing. Mm-hmm. The same can be said for advertising. And I'll say this and get off of it, don't just print out a bunch of flyers and stick them on the windshields. You know, that can be a part of your plan, but that can't be your plan. And a lot of folks will just, you know, hey, everybody take these out, pass them out around the banks, pass them out around the things, you know, in the community. But be systematic about it. Ask the question, who am I trying to reach? And how am I going to reach them? Because you're not going to reach 7-year-old Billy at the Walmart parking lot. Mm-hmm. He's not going to notice the thing on the car. But you might reach 7-year-old Billy by sponsoring the children's parade of the Onion Festival months before VBS kicks off. Yeah. Because he may be a part of that. He may be listening for it. There's different types of ways. So it's got to be systematic, and it's got to be, your focus has to be, who are we trying to reach and how are we going to go get them?
Another thing I've found too, Chester, is that in those, if you buy newspaper space, if you decided to have a giveaway, for instance, the Kindle Fire, children love that new Kindle mm-hmm. Fire, mm-hmm. and for, I believe it's around $200, you could buy a Kindle Fire and then put in the newspaper, there'll be a free drawing.
Right.
For the Kindle Fire.
Why not?
For the folks, for the children that come.
That's right.
Now, you may say, well, now that's trying to entice the children to come in. Well, Bible says compel them to come in.
Right, right.
So, listen, I want to get them there. I'll do a lot of creative things to get them there so they'll hear the gospel for life change.
Well, think about it. You say, we talk to those folks who may say that. We have made Vacation Bible School in and of itself, forget all this other stuff we're talking about as far as reaching them, VBS has become a way to entice children. Because if we did church or VBS the way we typically do church, we wouldn't have a whole lot of kids coming. You know, we this is a time where we decorate the sanctuary and we play the loud music and it's all these hand motions and teams and games and arts and crafts. And we don't do that, most of us. I know we don't, at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. So even that is a way to entice the children to come and be a part of it. And if we're taking it to the next level, you know, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with taking it out there? We do it with the Kids Blast that we used to do with the evangelism trailer, and we do it with the different where we reach people and give away the bicycles. I mean, these are you've got to, and you have a thing in the light that says think outside the box. You've got to think outside the box in order to reach those who are outside the box.
Right. Oh, that's good. That's exactly right. Think how they learn what will be appealing to them to reach them so they will have the opportunity to hear the gospel. Other publicity ideas, use your church publicity. Use your newsletter. The pastor could have a part of a sermon about Vacation Bible School, working it in. Could have a special Sunday school lesson. You could have a block party there in your church parking lot, or more importantly, in the community mm-hmm. that you're trying to reach.
Stop reaching. Not that it's wrong to do it in the church parking lot, But we got to stop trying to reach the people within the four walls of the building we go to every week. That's not where the lost, I mean, yes, there are lost people in the church, but that's not where we were told to go and make disciples. He didn't say go to church and find them sitting in the third pew. He said go out in those communities. And we tend to be more inwardly focused, though.
Right. Yeah. We become keepers of the aquarium instead of fishers of men.
That's
right. The Lord wants us to get out. So go to where the people are. Go to the ball fields. You know, and give out information about your vacation Bible school. Just be creative. Ask the Lord what He would have you do to publicize, and He will give you ideas. Number five, train your teachers how to share their faith.
Amen.
Okay, you got all these children here. Now what do you do? Your teachers must know how to share the faith, and they must remember in their teaching to present the gospel a few times during the week. Maybe not just once, but different times. Because children are at different levels, just like adults. Some are ready to receive the gospel. Some need to hear the gospel more before they're willing to receive. So present that opportunity. Don't beat them over the head with a Bible, but lovingly tell them what the Bible has to say. Now, as you're training teachers, you could use Steps to Peace with God. A great tool is the Evangicube. We have several of those here at our associational office that churches can check them out and use them.
Tell us, for those who don't know what an Evangicube is, maybe that's the first time they've heard it, take a moment, and I know it's tough to describe that, but describe that if you could.
It's a square box that has sections, and it's got pictures of Jesus, it's got pictures of the cross and what He did for us, and the bridge that He made between death and salvation. And you can just tell the story of Jesus by opening this Evangicube. And it's just a great tool. I used it a lot in Mexico. We saw dozens of people come to know Christ through that. But it works here in the United States just as well. Also, some people call these power bands or evangelism bracelets. Mm. They have little beads on them. You could make that as a craft. And then during that craft time, explain what that bracelet means.
Right.
And encourage them to receive Christ at that time. So that's you have to teach the teachers how to use that. Also, other tools are the wordless book, the memory cross. I don't care what you use, as long as it's gospel-centered, and you must know it well.
Right.
And so, but teach your teachers how to reach the children for Christ. Number six, capitalize on the normal parts of Vacation Bible School to lead others to Christ. What are some of those? Usually there's an evangelistic emphasis on Wednesday. Use that in your big group time. You may show a DVD. You might invite a guest. Your director of missions, me, I would love to come and could share the gospel for the children. Your pastor might come in and present the gospel that day. Use that day. Family night is a big night.
Mm.
A lot of churches are going Sunday through Thursday or Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday, whichever. Whenever you do your family night, Thursday night or Friday night, you might consider giving away a free bicycle that night. And have a drawing for that. Don't charge for it, just a free bicycle. But then the kids will then definitely want to be there. They will bring their parents because they have no other way to get there. And then you present the gospel at family night so the parents hear the word of God, and it will change their heart. I've seen dozens of people come to know Christ because of the presentation of the gospel on family night. So use those normal times. Number seven, pair your adult Sunday school groups with prospects, with their families. After the follow-up time, you find out who your prospects are, and you give them to some of your Sunday school classes and ask them to follow up with these families. Don't just send a letter.
Right.
That's such a cop-out.
Right.
I know some of y'all listen, and maybe that's all you've done in the past, and I don't want to offend you, but that's just the beginning. We must go, at least, at the very least, pick up the telephone. Better than that, go and visit these folks in their home. They came to visit our churches in Vacation Bible School. We owe it to them to visit them in their home. Be prepared to present the gospel and encourage them to come and be part of your church. And invite them to something that's coming up in your church. Number eight, be intentional about your follow-up with Vacation Bible School. Again, that's so important, and many times it's the biggest thing we fail at because we're tired. I'm telling you, Vacation Bible School workers, they're tired by the end of the week.
Right.
But we must take that most important step. The biggest part of that is making sure we have kept good records, Chester.
Right.
They have got to have written down addresses, email addresses, phone numbers. Those are important.
How about we stop thinking about VBA? Let's say we start it Sunday and we run it through Thursday. Let's stop thinking of VBS as a Sunday through Thursday thing. Let's tack on another 3 or 4 days of follow-up. And let's start adopting the mindset that Vacation Bible School now lasts Sunday to Sunday, and from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday following the activities, that's our follow-up time. You talk about us being tired, and that's true. We do get tired, and we do start to burn out, our energy's depleted by the time we hit the end of the commencement that last day. But I think we have allowed ourselves to fall into that tradition of, it's almost like revival can't be any more than 3 days or you're doing something crazy. You know, let's again think outside the box, and let's start adopting the attitude of, all right, we may not have kids, we may not have adults, we may not have songs, we may not have videos, we may not even be meeting at the church as a big group Friday. But our follow-up team needs to plan that their job will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In fact, even I would even go on to say that even if you have a follow-up team that is going to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe even into the next week, or as they get into Sunday and then into the next few days, maybe let them be not as involved at Vacation Bible School. Don't burn them out and then expect them to keep working. Again, it goes back to a systematic, strategic plan here. Have them, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but have them, 3 or 4 or 5 or however many you're going to use, have those people recharged or hydrated and ready to go. And when VBS ends and everybody goes home, they hit the ground running, picking up the second half of what is our Vacation Bible School, and that's the follow-up.
Right, and that's part of your plan when you plan ahead. You know, it could be that on Saturday morning, you have a team who's going to call every person who came to Vacation Bible School. And then those who are prospects, you may have a team for Saturday afternoon visiting them in their home. Because would it not be awesome, Chester, that the majority of the people that came to Vacation Bible School showed up on Sunday morning?
That'd be great.
And you paired them in a Sunday school class. Statistics tell us that it's most important to contact these prospects within 48 hours of the end of Vacation Bible School. 48 hours. That gives you 2 days. So if we could, I love your thought there, if we could go ahead and continue to work through Sunday and visit, touch, phone call, email, all the above, and with the effort to try to reach them to a Sunday school class, because then, which brings us into our next part, how are we going to disciple people?
Right.
We want to get them into a Sunday school class. So if you're working with your follow-up to do that, that would be so helpful. And then they get part of a small group. We know church growth happens mostly in small groups and community, that doing life together. It is so important, not just for the child, but for those adults, that we all need someone to go through this life together.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you, just like Chester said, is to continue your follow-up through Saturday and Sunday, your Vacation Bible School, to follow up with these important folks. Then finally, I encourage you, next year, it's too late this year probably, but for next year when you're planning your Vacation Bible School, maybe consider having it somewhere other than your church building. Maybe in a trailer park. Maybe in a park.
Hey, here's an idea. We just went to a small group of ours just went, that I was leading, went to the Baptist Children's Home over in Baxley. And we did a fun day there. And I actually did the beanbag toss, cornhole thing that's going. It's the craze that's hitting this area now. And we took over there and did two tournaments for them. and did a gospel presentation. Had one of our newly saved, he's only been saved a year this month, baptized a year this month, had him present his testimony and how Christ had changed his life. And we had a little boy get saved over there from this. And so glory to God. But we're leaving and we're coming home on the van. And we're talking, and all our folks in the group are they're on this high mountaintop. They're so excited about what's going on. And they're talking about wanting to come back. They don't want to wait till next year to do another project. They want to start planning one as soon as they can. And I asked them, I said, how about we go out and do a vacation Bible school for those kids? So if you're listening and you're looking for a VBS to do somewhere else, I can tell you from personal experience that the Baxley Children's Home needs Baptist churches to go out there and do things for those children. They've got a great place out there, but they need more. They need more of us out there loving on them. And especially, they have a group called Maximum Watch, which is a group of kids that are there for legal reasons, judicial reasons. And those kids can't leave campus, but they still need the love of Christ. And if we're going to go and plant churches in the prison, we need people to go plant a church at the Baptist Children's Home. And you might be listening and say, well, Chester, if God put that on your heart, go do it. And I'll say we're doing some of that. But there are those opportunities to go, and we would team up with you just as easily as anybody else to go out there and to do things. I mean, those kids need it. And you're talking about, again, and I hate to keep going back to the same thing, Brother Robbie, but it's thinking outside the box. It's doing church the way that it was supposed to be done instead. Because see, when I believe, when Christ set the format for the New Testament church, he did not put it in a box. Mm-hmm. And at some point after that, it got put in a box, and it's up to us to take it back out. That's the thing. And New Testament churches were not in four walls. They were in fields. They were in town squares. They were in homes. They were in barns. They were in many of them were in hiding in some areas. And I know I'm preaching, but that's what we're talking about. It's about going out. And when we say VBS, we think we've got to have it in our sanctuary. No, we don't. Mm. First of all, it isn't our sanctuary anyway, but right. No, we don't. We've got to go out into that field. Mm. And we're not going to reap a harvest inside the sanctuary. We need to go out into the field to get it. And so the Baptist Children's Home is just one. And, you know, I know people, I'll say this in hush. I know people think, well, I mean, we make cakes and we do that. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I appreciate a good cake. Okay. I like a good cake. But I can tell you, if that's all we're doing, we are not even coming close to doing what we need to be doing for that one group. And that's just one group. That's not counting the people at the trailer park down the road that don't have anybody talking to them. That's not talking about the people two blocks over that are hurting in your neighborhood because nobody has shown them the love of Jesus.
That's right. We do need to be outward focused. So I encourage you, as you make your plans for follow-up with Vacation Bible School, your plans for Vacation Bible School, continue to pray, to seek those who are not attached to any church and ask God for this next year what he would have you do. It may be different than what you've ever done. But I will say this, Chester, if God puts on the heart of any of our churches to do certain things, money will not be an issue. Mm-hmm. Because God will provide anything that he puts the seed thought
Amen.
Into. So if he's put it in your heart, he'll show you how to do it. Seek him and be obedient. Mm. Disobedience to the Lord Jesus Christ is sin.
That's right.
So let's be obedient to him, seeking what pleases him. And a person who not knowing Christ, who repents and turns to Jesus, is pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. So help us. Let's all do that. Let's all tell people about Jesus. Tell people about Vacation Bible School. Remember, we do have resources here at our associational office. They're free for our DBA churches to use. The evangelism trailer. We now have cornhole. The bag. What do you call that? Beanbag toss.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have those. We're about to have air rifles for you to use. We've got two trailers here, so lots of things for our churches to use. Don't go out and spend money if you can come and use it, what we have here. Let me pray with you, and we will dedicate this to the Lord. Father, thank you so much for your love, and I thank you for each of our churches that are having Vacation Bible School. I thank you for the workers. I thank you for the pastor and his family. Father, I pray that they will work as a team to prepare for Vacation Bible School, that they will remember they're not finished until they completed the follow-up process, Father. Help us to get right records so we know where to visit. Father, help us to have good rapport with those that we visit, sharing the love of Jesus. For Father, it's not our smile that wins people to Christ, even though it's important. It's not our testimony that wins people to Christ, even though that's important. It's sharing the Word of God with others that has the power of salvation in it is what matters. Thank you for giving us a wonderful story in the life of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for choosing us to reach this community. Now help us to be obedient and to be faithful. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Leadership on Purpose with DBA Director of Missions, Robbie Smith. For more information on this program or any information contained herein, contact the Daniel Baptist Association at 912-583-2713 or email rsmithdba@windstream.net.